It's the Midnight Radio Network. 800-288-9227. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas Eve 2010. I'm Gary McNamara, along with Eric Harley.
Thank you to Old Blue USA for making this special edition of Ask the Law possible. RJ Taylor, thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to also thank Lyndon Finney for being here and retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol. Ask the Law, a service of Old Blue USA. Comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial considered to be opinions only. Information is up to date and can change without notice. AskTheLaw.org is the website. And I think, Lyndon, before we let you gentlemen get some sleep, it's worth pointing out something you and I think discussed, and that is that the special interest groups, really, Public Citizen and others, really not happy with this rule. Is that what you're hearing?
Oh, no. ATA was almost furious and talking about the DOT dropping three chunks of coal on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Joan Claybrook, her basic comments that the proposal, quote, waffles on safety measures needed to reduce driver fatigue. It does not eliminate anti-safety provisions that allow truck drivers to drive and work long hours. You know, we're headed to court. One side or the other. We
right.
know that.
As you wrote in an article yeah. not too long ago.
And I think John's comment of 2008 may well come true this time. I mean, come on. Four times and you're still fighting over it?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's not fair to the truckers out there on the road, you know. And I guess about July the 26th, we'll know. Of course, now Tuesday we start a 60-day comment period. They've got to take all those comments, review them. They've got to rewrite the rule, get the Secretary of Transportation's approval, send it back to the Office of Management and Budget, bring it back and publish it by the mandate set forth in that settlement over the third iteration. And the pretty much the conjecture among the industry insiders we've talked to, I mean, releasing a rule on Christmas Eve, a proposed rule on Christmas Eve, it makes no sense whatsoever
right.
in the norm, but they're late with this, and, you know, we figure that they, being FMCSA, felt like they did not have a day to spare if they're going to meet that July deadline.
Hmm.
Now, the question is, and we've posed this question but haven't got an answer, if you see you're not going to get it, are you going to go back to the court and ask for some relief and more time?
Right.
Hopefully, the court will see that getting it right is more important than getting it out on a specific date.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, this is it's time for it to stop.
Yeah. It is madness, because here's what it leads to in the real world, Trooper Dial, and that is a misunderstanding, and you know that, I know that, from years of doing Ask the Law here, and of course your decades of experience out there, and the misunderstandings, and I guess so many misnomers of what the original hours of service rule is. Now you add to that so many changes that we've had, and it becomes a very confusing. But we try and dispel those misnomers and try and iron out some of that confusion with Ask the Law. We will do that, Trooper Dial, as we digest this over the next several days, and you and I meet back here in the studio on Monday, January 3rd to start taking questions on what this could look like. But again, the public comment period will start when now? When is that?
It should be, this is going to be published in the Federal Register. I believe it's scheduled on the 29th, which is what, gentlemen, next Tuesday, Wednesday, someplace along
yep.
in there. And then
right,
the,
right.
The 60-day comment period starts. I think the most telling, Bill Graves is very well respected in the industry.
Yes.
And when he says the proposal is, quote, overly complex, chock full of unnecessary restrictions.
Yeah.
And at its core, would substantially reduce trucking's productivity. We're in for a long set overall.
Sure.
Well, I think it's going to be like Eric was saying earlier, under the hours of service prior to 2003. You know, you pretty much had to know what they were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't know what they were, then it was very, very, very confusing.
Yeah.
They came along in 2008. They spelled everything out. Everybody had the same book to read from. Mm-hmm. Everybody understood it. Everybody abided by it. And, you know, you can go back and hang your hat on all the safety statistics that FMCSA has put out. It has improved trucking. Now then they're bringing something forward that, once again, is going to be confusing for people to understand what is exactly the rules.
Right, right. And again, that's the problem here, is that we need drivers. If it's going to be effective, drivers are going to have to understand it and abide by those rules, and that should be the intent of any rule, and it just adds to that confusion. All right, gentlemen, there's lots to talk about. Lyndon, we will be back in touch. Thank you. Merry Christmas. And God bless you for being here. We do appreciate that. Trooper Dial, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
And we will talk to you, Trooper Dial, on January 3rd for our next edition of Ask the Law. So, Gary, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's going to be a working vacation, I feel. So, yep. It is the Midnight Radio Network.
800-288-9227.